Time now for tips for hardy gardeners, and by golly, we certainly are. Tom Casper is a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. He joins us Tuesday mornings right here on Northland Morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Well, spent a little time yesterday poking around in the yard, and the tulips are up. And that tree that you recommended that I get years ago, that autumn blaze maple, that thing's got to grow like a foot and a half a year.
Yeah, they are an outstanding red maple for our climate. The autumn blaze was selected not too far from here out of native trees. So it has a lot of merit for our environment and does well. And as you mentioned, grows pretty quickly, too.
Holy buckets, that thing grows. Yeah. Like one of these days, you know, it's going to be knocking on my window on the second floor in the back of the house.
Yes, there you go.
Hi, it's me, the maple.
So
what should we be doing other than wandering around the yard looking for things to ruin?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, right now is the beginning of our season as far as getting outside and seeing what's happening. You mentioned you have tulips coming up in the yard. I've noticed some magnolia trees already in bloom, which is a nice catch-up from the cold April that we've had. And there's forsythia in bloom and daffodils in bloom and all sorts of different things. So really our season is, as far as flowers, is just kicking off. But there's a couple of events for folks as well as when they're working in the garden, of course, and I believe you might have mentioned it in the past, but the Monarch Festival is coming up on the Save the Monarch Festival is coming up on the 21st of May, which is 2 weeks from this coming Saturday. And it's a lot of information about what we can do as individual gardeners or as a community to help impact the rapidly declining monarch butterfly population. So whether it's planting milkweeds or other kinds of plants in our gardens or refraining from the use of certain things that have negative impact on butterflies and other insects. So it's going to be really interesting. It's up at the Copper Top Church, and it's from 12 till 4.
Now, if we could get people to grow milkweed instead of zucchini, so that people were leaving little milkweed plants at other people's doors instead, wouldn't we be set?
Yes, we would.
Okay.
Milkweed, of course, is a favorite of monarch butterflies, and it's one of their favorite plants. So with a lot of what's happened around the impact to milkweed and the changing of some other cultural practices around our country has really had an impact on that plant, which has then had an impact on monarch butterflies. So that's coming up on the 21st for folks that are interested. It's free of charge, and lots of good information that'll be provided, speakers and demonstrations and information and all sorts of stuff. So it's, as I mentioned, it's on the Copper Top or at the Copper Top Church, and they do have a Facebook page on it, so people can or folks can go to that as well and find information about that. So, and then coming up on the 28th is one of the Duluth Garden Flower Society's big events. We have our annual plant sale. So it's not just annuals, of course, it's perennials and annuals and various other things.
Well, that's the one where people stand in line. They start the night before, they put up tents.
Yep.
And they wait in line all night long so that they can be the first people. And isn't there usually, don't there have to be mounted police on hand to keep the crowd from becoming violent? And it's a pretty big deal, if I'm recalling right.
That's the one.
Okay,
yeah, it's big and lots of fun. So it starts at 8 a.m. on the 28th, which is Memorial Day weekend. And I think there's going to be about 20 clubs or so selling there, thousands of plants for sale. All of the money that's raised through that plant sale then goes back to those local garden clubs who are doing public beautification throughout our community and throughout the region and supporting those kinds of things. So it's a good fundraiser. People can get good deals on plants and stuff to add to their garden or to augment their garden, and again, very good prices on stuff. So,
and of course, it's all stuff that It's been grown right here in the Northland, so you know that it's suitable for our climate and our soil. And
exactly.
We'll get a couple of links set up there, TK, so that folks will be able to find that stuff. Thank you so much, Lee, for joining us, and we'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
And I just wanted to remind folks, if they're putting it on their calendar for the sale, it starts at 8 a.m., and you really want to get there by 8 a.m. because it's one of those frenzied sales. It's a lot of fun. You know, you get to mingle with 1,000 or so other gardeners. But they do want to get there early. So
okay, yeah. And if you have a suit of armor kicking around and you want to wear that, that might be a good idea, too.
And a wagon.
And a wagon, yeah, definitely. All right, thanks, TK. Right. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Have a good day.
Tom Casper this morning. He's a master gardener, and he knows because he's the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. He's our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners every other Tuesday morning right here on Northland Morning.